changes any of that, that would have to jive with the state and whatever city requirements. But the bottom line is, I think I sent you in my email, and when we talked on the phone last week, is that there are some things we can provide funding for and some things that we can't. And typically things like the t-shirts and goodie bags and things like that are not things that we can provide funding for.
I'd like to make a correction. I have an email here from Jeremy Green that addresses this, because we had the same thing for the rodeo. And if they
where is this from?
I will find it. Let's see. It was here. Is it within your stuff, Ann, that I have there? Because we had talked about this at the last one. Let me wrestle through this. But go ahead.
Christine.
It has to do with the decision. Oh. It is from Jeremy Green.
Okay. I have two from Christine. Nothing from Jeremy.
This one says, the association will be permitted to use TRT funds. Now, he's talking about doing this for the rodeo, because we've done it for the car club and we've done it for the rodeo. Will be distributed by the rodeo queen to individuals without charge, provided that the purpose of the t-shirt distributed was to advertise the Lapine Rodeo or the city of Lapine or whatever, Lapine Car Club, whatever, to bring people to Lapine. Let's see. Robbins has made to the agreement to provide tourism promotion services dated effective 2009 between the association and the city of Lapine. This agreement permits the association production and distribution of t-shirts for the purpose of publicizing and advertising the Lapine Rodeo. Under these circumstances, from the city's perspective, the t-shirts are not merchandise. I'm of the opinion that the cost associated with such advertisement public constitutes a permissive use of TRT funds.
You're talking about the number of shirts that they're giving away.
Yes, not the ones that they're selling.
Yeah, I think what they're talking about is the ones that the radio team throws out to the audience as she rides around the arena, which is probably 8 or 10 t-shirts.
Aren't these going to the people that are have exhibits at the car club?
If you apply, if you get your application in by the 1st of June, you do get a shirt with your application. Any applications after that or day of the show, they do not get a free t-shirt.
So about how many t-shirts do you usually get?
150. And last year we had 63 or 64 that got their applications in before the 1st of June, so they all got free t-shirts.
Okay.
And then
so
the rest of them we do sell.
I guess my question about that is, it's kind of the cart before the horse or vice versa. Do they, since they're already registering for the show, does the t-shirt necessarily constitute promotion of tourism in the city? If they're already coming, what more is the t-shirt going to
point,
do?
Yeah.
Well, it also, though, we all wear our shirts all year long, not just for this one event. And the club and as individuals, we travel all over Oregon and California and Washington and Idaho, going to different car shows. Mm-hmm. And it's the guys and gals, too, like to wear their t-shirts. Mm-hmm. And You'd be surprised. I've got a bunch of t-shirts from when I lived in Southern California. Which is kind of northeast of Bakersfield, about 90 miles. And I wear them once in a while just to change what I wear. And I had a guy in Washington ask me, where did you get your Kernville t-shirt? Well, it's a show in Kernville. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, it's kind of a...
Who does your t-shirts? Who prints them? Where do you buy them from?
Last year was a guy in Bend, Oregon that did them. 2 years ago we had Jaybird do them. We used to have a company out in Joseph do them.
Is there anybody in Lapine you can find to do them?
Yeah, Jaybird.
Jaybird. Yeah. Is Dave Kerr still doing t-shirts?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think Robin does them too, doesn't she?
No, she'll do individual, like put a photo on or something, but she doesn't ask.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
The Lapine Rodeo was getting them for $5 a piece.
That's probably from Dave Kerr. Yeah. That's what he has, a standard deal that no matter how many colors or anything, he'll, for nonprofits, he'll do $5 t-shirts.
Okay.
Well, for organizations in Lapine.
Let's get into a couple of the other questions we had. One of the things that I sent over to Randy and then sent over to you last week or 2 weeks ago, Roger, what portion of the flyers, mailers, ads, and radio are placed in the areas outside of the 50-mile radius from Lapine? And the response I got from Randy was about 52% of the entrants came from over 50 miles, and that the advertising is done in Northwest regional car magazines and national car magazines, and the flyers are just kind of sent out by the members or in mailers. Can you tell us a little bit about how the advertising and the flyers, mailers, the ads, and all that kind of stuff is, I mean, how do you handle that?
Well, first off, our application to come to the show, looks like that. That's the one for this year. We send out over 225 of those, and they go all over. In fact, I have a list here that shows where they went this year. But it's, everybody that comes to the show, we get their name and address, and then we send them an application the following year.
So advertising. Talk to me about advertising. Because that's an area that is kind of scrutinized quite a bit by the ordinances that we have.
Okay, I know this book probably doesn't mean anything to you, but that's a national or a regional car book that we advertise in for both the car show and the swap meet. And those go all over to all the car clubs. You have to buy them. And we buy about 40 of them and hand them out to the different, to our members. And we advertise in the local papers, the Eagle. And the posters that we have made, which this is from last year, and Les Schwab does these for us in exchange for, they only pay half of their sponsor fee. To be a major sponsor is $250.
Mm-hmm.
So they pay $125 and then they provide us with these, which is more than worth the $125.
Mm-hmm.
And then these are handed out to the club members, and then when they are in their travels, they put them every place. Restaurants and car parts stores, Chamber of Commerce, anybody that has a bulletin board, markets, they get one of these put on. If they'll let you find a lot of them, don't want them.
How many of those get printed every year?
I would guess 200. It's a lot.
Okay. And then, when do they... when is this year's going to be printed?
This year's will be printed the end of May, mainly because it takes them time to do it, and we've given them their information, and I don't know, they're getting slower and slower for some reason, but we usually get them around the 1st of May. So then they have to get passed out or handed out, which they are.
So, typically, the posters, if a member would take them somewhere, would be up for anywhere from 4 to 6, 7 weeks before the event?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you do it any sooner than that, and somebody's going to look at them anyway.
Do you have an estimate of how many of those might end up going outside the 50-mile radius of Lapine?
Probably, I don't know, 40, 50% at the most.
Okay. Basically, I know you said the value is more than the $125 trade out.
Oh, yeah, we think so.
Yeah.
You guys have any other questions?
So, are there any magazines, you know, hot rod or car driver or any of those kinds of things that you advertise in?
No, we don't, because that, number one, they're expensive.
Yeah.
And you don't really get the coverage that you do with the local people in doing that.
Any radio advertising?
Yes, yeah. We do that. And maybe put a list here together somewhere. We do Horizon broadcasting and obviously the community calendar at Crestview.
Which radio station at Horizon do you know?
They probably spread it out over the 3 or 4. I know that's
yeah, there
the
is. And no, she doesn't today. Have it listed of which one we do.
And do you know how much is spent on radio approximately?
They do it for free. We don't have to pay.
Oh, you do it for their service
announcement. Yeah, their community thing.
Okay.
I see.
Yeah, the Ben Bulletin.
So, for this year, you've got $1,200 in this year's budget. And I know that we're kind of splitting hairs here because this year's application goes under the visitor center. But you've got $1,200 in advertising marketing expenses for this year. And the way I looked at this, the note that I got back from Randy said that about 52% of your inference came from over 50 miles. Does that sound correct?
Yeah, it's pretty close to that. Because
okay.
I went through the list we had from last year. This one I just got, so I haven't had a chance to go through this for this year. And it was like almost 53% last year that was outside the 50-mile radius.
And do you have any data on how they found you, how they found the show, or is it kind of, you know, your ongoing list, is there's a lot of return participants?
It's a word-of-mouth thing, is a big part of it. But also, we have found that our print advertising seems to draw some people. The posters do, you lump it all together,
yeah.
And it makes a pretty good number, but you take any one by itself, and it's probably not a big thing.
Yeah, so the concern I have about some of the advertising, I know that Horizon doesn't reach very far past 50 miles from the Pine. I know because I'm in the marketing business. And
yeah, unless you do, you know, we, like Frontier Days, we specifically asked for the station in Prineville and, you know,
right.
Some of those.
KRCO.
But you're not paying for any
but you're not paying for it, so there's no funding we can provide there. That's a freebie, public service announcement. The Newbury Eagle ads are, again, the same kind of thing because, quite frankly, they're pretty localized. I know that they're going down to Klamath County.
So, could we use a percentage of the their circulation that goes to Klamath and use that as a figure to, you know, if 10% of the number of issues that they make goes to Klamath Falls, then we could consider that 10% of that part of the budget.
Yeah, I think that makes sense to consider it that way.
Yeah, the Frontier and Wi-Fi is the same thing.
Yeah, because they go.
Do you have an idea of how much you spend on those different print medias?
No, I don't. I don't. Okay. Did not bring that. I didn't realize I should have.
Okay. What about the, what's included in the goodie bags and those types of giveaway types of things?
No, you'll get pens and pencils that have local vendors' names on them, like Appen, Mid-State Electric.
Like a Frontier Days program guide.
Yes, we do.
That's good.
So this $350 flyer, was that for the goodie bags? Was that just for the bags themselves? There's $350 for 100 goodie bags at $350.
That's just the bag itself.
That's just the bag.
Right.
Okay. And does it say Lapine on it?
Yes. Everything that we do is
Lapine. Is it a cloth bag? Is it?
Yes. Hmm? Yeah, not plastic.
Do you have a sample?
No, I don't. We gave them all away. They disappeared really quick. Now, this year we're not doing it because we didn't know if we could afford it or not, so we didn't do it. But you have to order them up, a distance they have.
I know. I've done other events where you end up buying enough bags to last you a couple of years. That's just how it ends up.
Yeah, in the past we used bags from Les Schwab, and we've been using the same box of them for 4 or 5 years. So you can't beat that price either because they're free. Mm-hmm. But they don't say Lapine on them. Or
so
High Lake drink.
You haven't contracted with anybody yet for your t-shirts? Talked to anybody?
No, not yet. Because we're waiting on... We just got them like a week ago. What we do on the t-shirts, in fact, the back of this one's got two car club cards on it. And in our January meeting, we draw names out of a hat, and whoever's name's drawn, their card is on the shirt.
Mm. Wow.
If you haven't been on it before. And like the shirt I have on now, I think Lee DiBala and Dave Hazeltine's cards are on it. But we need to get that. It takes forever to get these guys to take pictures for us and then get them out. They have to then go to the people who are going to do the
pictures. I happen to know a real good photographer. Perhaps,
next year we'll talk to you.
Yeah. Have them come to the meeting. So drive your cars to the meeting.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. I don't drive down. I've got a camera on the truck. Well, let me just get down to brass tacks.
Okay.
What do you need help with this year?
Now, we're talking about the one that's going to happen this June.
Yes.
Okay.
June 25th.
Right. Not the one after that.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. Because we'll talk to both you and Dan about that one.
Well, like I told you on the phone, I was probably a little short with you on that thing because we screwed up, the car club did, not getting the damn application on time. And I felt that, why do us any favors when this year we have enough money left over from last year to do the show. We don't need any.
But you withdrew last year too.
I'm sorry?
You withdrew for last year because it was before the new fiscal year, so you withdrew that. And we were going to submit it again for this year and we dropped the ball.
Okay. So we're even? Is that what you're saying?
Regardless, that's all wire ends of it. The bottom line is, you said you're offended, but
yeah.
There is a contingency.
Okay.
And I think that we could, we're sympathetic to making a recommendation to the council. If you have some needs that you feel could really drive some more people. In other words, if you've got X amount of applications in already. Is there something that, and again, we're not talking about any guarantees, but we're trying to do our best to help where we can. Is there something that could be done to, say, get, another couple dozen participants from Yakima or Salem or Cottage Grove or I don't know where, Reno, anything like that. Get some more, you know, people in the beds.
Yeah, I realize the bottom line of this whole thing is to get people to stay overnight. And
not just that, but come and spend the day, drop some cash at the local restaurants, buy some local gas, buy some souvenirs, you know, that kind of stuff.
But you have how many coming so far that have registered?
Well, we just sent our applications out last week, so we haven't got any back
yet.
But
you send out, you usually get how many people?
Well, last year we got 65 or 66 registered by the 1st of June. We had 107 cars at the show. People that come the day of the show, they pay an extra $5 or $25.
And you think about 50% of those stayed someplace here in La Pine?
Well,
I don't think so.
I guess what we got was a 50% came from out.
From out of the
state. No, there's no way that you don't have that many beds in the town anyway.
Right.
So. Well, we do with campsites.
That.
That we get paid for.
Yeah.
Well, some of them we do.
That's right.
Not many.
This was one.
Yeah.
You know what? Nobody in Crane Prairie, nobody in Point Lake, nobody in
South Twin. East Lake.
Yeah.
We have to do something about that.
That's another
issue.
Yeah. For another day.
Next year.
We do get some people that do camp.
Mm-hmm.
They trailer in. And
so I guess for us to go to the city council and make a plea for you, I'd like to have a compelling
reason
or argument, and because, you know, we've got two councilors here as well as the committee. We're all invested in the community, and we find value. I mean, we think that the event has good value. It brings people in. You guys have fun. And clearly, you're providing something for local people as well.
Right.
But we've got to kind of have a compelling argument. So, and again, I don't want to put you on the spot right now. We do have a little bit of time to work with, but this is something that's a bit more time sensitive than the application for next year. So if we're going to do a recommendation to the council, I need to get on their docket because they tend to book up pretty quickly.
I guess the problem that we have is that we have been fairly independent on how we've done this in the past. And 2 years ago, when the TRT thing came around, we applied and we did get, $1,993 or something like that. And it was a very easy process. And I understand from that, now they're starting to look at, well, how does this work? And found out that it was too easy, I think, is what happened. Anyway, on our end of it, it's hard to put a number on what we would need to do to draw more people here, because car people are very an independent group. You know, they go to car shows and they don't do anything else. But they will eat in restaurants, they do buy gas. Yeah. Some of them do stay overnight, but there's no way that we can tell you how many. Now, something that you guys are going to do this year, I assume, talking to Dan, is that going around and having a follow-up thing.
Yeah.
And I think this is a neat idea.
Yeah, that's something that we wanted to do as a survey and get some info and things like that.
Well, and you were the only one who did it. The car club's the only one that has ever submitted
any kind of numbers.
Yes.
Dan, I saw you kind of sitting on your hands over here.
Well, I was just wanting to add. Well, I guess my question a little bit is, and we may have talked about this before, but is there a desire? It seems like this isn't like an event like rodeo or something where you bring spectators in. It's more of a participants event. I mean, you have spectators, but the people from out of the area that come with cars. So is there a desire? Does a car club have a desire to have more participants? And if so, do you have room? I mean, what's the capacity, I guess, or the... What's your overall goal?
Are you scalable?
If there was a good idea for ramping this up to, you know, putting some money into something that made it bigger, mm-hmm. then that would help your club because there's money that comes in with the applications, right?
Right.
So that helps your club, I assume. And then it helps the community because they're dropping money as well while they're here. But what I don't know is if what your goals are for sure, how big you want it to be, if that becomes a problem of management, if it's already peaking. Seems like you and I talked about wanting to grow it more.
Yes. No, obviously the bigger the show is, the more money that we make as a club and the more people that come into town, it's kind of I hate this phrase, but a win-win for everyone.
Sure,
mm-hmm.
sure.
More recognition than applying it.
As far as where we are right now, it's a senior center. Last year, at 107 cars, we were almost maxed out.
Mm-hmm.
We need to handle how we park cars better, and we learned from the first year. Because the year before that, we only had 63 cars.
Would that change if you did it in years to come at the event center?
They don't have
parking.
Well, I mean, if we were to at some point, yeah.
I mean, yeah, but they could park out on the field and all that kind of stuff.
Well, we used to do it at the high school. You know, we used the football field. And that worked out neat, but they started charging us so damn much that we finally told them to take a walk and went over to the senior center.
Yeah.
The senior center, to a point, we can expand from where the parking lot is now. In fact, last year we did put in a bunch of gravel to have parking out there for participants, but we could also move the show out there and move participants further out yet.
I bet you could be down at the rodeo grounds for that matter.
Car people won't want to drive
no,
out.
No, they don't want to drive in the dirt.
On the dirt.
Oh, okay.
No. The grass at the event center, I know there's the way Frontier Days is configured, there's like 140 or 50 10 by 10 spots that we map out, so it's room for cars.
Plus maybe the alleyway that cuts between the two, Huntington
that
and Madison.
Yeah, of course you have to be sensitive to leaving parking for the spectators.
Yeah.
I
mean, I guess, you know, we've talked about a lot of things, and I guess what I'd like to know is, how would you like us to proceed? Because I think, you know, like I said, if you feel that there's a compelling reason, argument, what have you, to make a request to the city council, I think that we're open to doing some, you know, pencils to paper work on it and coming up with a recommendation. But I want to make sure that's, you know, something that, you know, we've got to have that compelling reason.
Sure, no, I understand.
You know, what I'd sort of like to see is maybe some idea of how money could be spent for direct marketing in the Portland area or someplace like that. I know there's a lot of classic cars up in that area. Mm-hmm. There's got to be some publications that specific to that you could utilize. Maybe if you could come say, yeah, if we had an extra $500, this is what we'd do with it. We've not been able to afford it before, but if you gave us some money, we could do this.
I think that's what we're looking for.
And that would be, it would be better for us as far as justifying giving the money, you know, the state, if the state came and asked, well, how come you did this? we'd have to say, well, because because they're going to spend it this way, and this is fits perfectly. So maybe you could do a little research. I have no idea. I just have a sense there's got to be some sort of publications that would really benefit.
And that, you know, the other side of that is, you know, if we take that approach, we're going to circle back around and say, okay, what were the results?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Well, and that's where this
and that's is. All yeah. our, you know, that's our due diligence part for the city and the taxpayers and all. So would you like a little bit of time to kind of do a little research and work on that and maybe circle back with us, or what do you think you'd like to do?
Well, as far as going after the market in Portland, and Portland is a big one, and we don't do that much because we don't, it's not our forte, number one, doing marketing. We do get posters over there, and the guys will go to different car shows and events all up and down I-5.
And do you guys talk to other car clubs? Like, do you talk to the car clubs in Portland or Salem or Yakima?
Yes,
or
we do.
Eugene.
Do you trade posters or sort of?
When we go to a car show, we will give them posters to hang up, and we also take a handful of the applications and throw them on the seat of cars as we go through there.
Okay. Well, I think what I'd like to do is, you know, is if you guys are okay with this, I'd like to kind of leave the ball in your court, Roger, for this period.
Okay, I will be back and see you have a meeting next week.
We do have a meeting next week, and if you'd like to come and propose something to us then, talk to us about it, we'd be happy to have you. If you feel like you need a little bit more time, just give me a call or shoot me an email, and we'll schedule another time. But, you know, we're in the first week of April, and your event's coming up in 2.5 months,
yeah,
and if there's something that can be done, it probably needs to be done PDQ.
Now. Yeah.
So,
next Thursday's our club meeting.
Oh, you're right.
Roger.
Thank you.
Well, I'm trying to talk to the club members and say, hey, you know.
Yeah.
And so I'll just leave it up to you to contact me or and just say, hey, I'm ready to come back and talk to you. And we'll leave it at that. Does that work for you?
Sure.
Okay.
It'll be fine.
Okay. Everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, then I think the next order of business is we'd like to talk to Trent. And is it Elliott Racing? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Trent Elliott Racing.
So,
can I?
You go ahead. Dan, Trent, hold me up.
No. Hang in. Hang in here for a minute.
Okay.
I'd like to start this off for them, and then they can jump in. We've been having a lot of fun on trying to get creative and figure out how to take advantage of this resource that's here in town.
Yeah, I think we all agree on that idea.
It's pretty cool idea. And I kind of ran out of ink on some of these, so forgive me for the kind of less than pretty little thing. There's room to brainstorm on this thing, but I think there's potential for it to work. The idea that we have here is to, he has a black race car that's brand new. It's a super fast, state-of-the-art machine. And what we have here is the opportunity for Pine to have a race car that we could have a lot of community pride in. But it could be out there working for us in the tourism industry, and it might be something that actually works especially good with the car club stuff. The idea is,
how can you get to bed?
Only been 3 minutes.
Or less. Give it up on speed dial.
We'll put the right view. The idea is to, on the back of the fender or someplace that's highly visible, have a visitlapine.com website catching thing, easy to read, people get it.
Yep.
And it's like a logo. It's called a super late model race car. It's designed for dirt tracks. And they also have an enclosed race car trailer that's really nice and big, and it's like a moving billboard. And that stuff could be a billboard going up and down the highway, wherever it's parked. And the car is really cool. Then the photo images of the car still are racing could be on all of our city and chamber websites, and, right, and all of them, anybody, all the businesses and stuff could kind of own this thing as their thing. We could put it on Facebook and have YouTube links and all that stuff.
It's a police car, does it?
No, but yeah, we're headlights and we're like,
so, we have an official racing lawnmower.
Yeah,
yeah.
Car.
Yeah,
yeah. Right. So maybe we could get him and Rick together. And,
So we're building a state of the art tourism website now. It's really close, and I think I might have forgotten the screen. I had to do a screenshot on it, but it's really nice. It's a very attractive website that's going to tell all about all the events, all the things going on in Lapine, and it's going to be awesome. And this could be what sends people to that website, or one of the things. So we have that whole thing that could be big, and then another part is that we can design some easy slogans that we could use through the season, like 4th of July in Lapine is the hottest place to be, or whatever. And the announcer says, car number 4 is from Lapine, it's Lapine's race car, visit lapine.com, Lapine is the place to be on the 4th of July, or something like that. And then after the 4th of July, the race is at something similar to that, but it says, whatever's going on in the middle of the year, basically that's, if you want to go hiking and camping and recreating outside and fishing and stuff, Lapine's the place to be. And then, just before winter, at the end of the race season, we're saying, winter events, there's everything to do in planning. You can snow ski and snowmobile and all that stuff, yeah.
I want to see some water.
Because they had a good relationship. They had a good relationship with the track, the announcers, where they're at, because they're good, clean, kind of people.
So what you're thinking is that you could go, to your races and kind of hand them a little bit of a script almost.
Yes. The announcer will say whatever we give him to say.
Okay.
We'll promote whatever we want to promote, whether it's just Lapine or, the multitude of sponsors we have. We'll obviously try to focus on Lapine because the other sponsors, a lot of it's prestige that's involved anyway. Obviously, my business.
Your back pocket.
Yeah. My business, it doesn't have a lot to gain by Cottage Grove, Medford, and so forth. Mm-hmm. Even though those are service areas for me, it doesn't have as much to gain, obviously, as, this deal for the community. We've really, really brainstormed on. There's a million avenues that we can go to not only grow our community. What am I saying? The camaraderie in the community, as well as introduce our product to other areas.
Now, Trent, are you talking? You two will be down here for the cruise in, so it would be there, right?
The cruise in we have on our schedule as bringing the car and
right. So it would be kind of an event here in town that you would be, but the rest of the time, this car will not be back in Lapine. It will be out on the road.
We were brainstorming about having a car at other businesses here in town.
So you just come and park it?
Yes.
I've got all outlines.
But you wouldn't have the race car event here in Lapine.
No, other than we had thought about making a... See, 4th of July weekend is a really big weekend for us. I think there's actually 4 races that weekend. So we've just figured that on the 3rd, the parade, we would deadhead home, we would clean our stuff up, and we would have new sides to bolt on the car, which would be our advertisement for the next period to start. Because once we get to the 4th of July parade, there's no sense in us advertising Frontier Days, the rodeo. At that time, we would already have doors and quarter panels prepped, decaled. They just unbolt. All of our stuff is bolt on, bolt off. Mm-hmm. And in 15 minutes we can change sides on a car.
Okay.
And so we would decal, open trailer or something that you know, something like that and talk about
idea,
sort of
the idea is that they're ahead of the curve. So in the time between now and 4th of July, they're advertising the car show, they're advertising the Frontier Days and Rodeo coming up. They don't need to be here advertising it. They need to be out there getting out
of July be Jay's Jazz or the Light Parade or
all of that. All that stuff. So they're all
or just recreating.
So are you asking for side panels, decals, what?
Well, when we originally...
Let me go through the presentation and then fill the gap if you can, because we've got a lot of stuff on it. Yeah. So the announcer can not only be doing the seasonal stuff that's happening, but they can actually say there's a car show, if you have a hot car, you got to get a hold of lapine.com, visit lapine.com, they'll give you all the connections to get to this car show. So we can hub it all in there and try to funnel, it's like a funnel, I'm trying to funnel all the opportunities in there. So then the race car appearances, mostly we run them out of town. Now it's nice to have an in-town identity, but this is the Plains race car, but mostly we're on them. So when they're on a radio race, mm-hmm. we can arrange to have them in front of Napa Auto Parts on a busy highway as they're going through Eugene. And for 2 or 3 hours there, as cars are going by on the busy time of the day, they're seeing, visit lapine.com. And so it's stuff like that that we could help them coordinate. They know the routes they're taking, and on the way, they could just, make those appearances. High-profile locations. Also, we're talking about doing some display boards, so when they're at a location with their car just stopped in a parking lot or something, they can have this display board that talks about all the events the plane has, all the outdoor recreation. That's something they just fold up and put in their trailer, and when they pull out there to display it someplace and they're sitting, they can hand out some visitor brochures and things like that. If they do attend some car shows or something, they can perform much the same way. Just kind of, if there's an opportunity you're not racing and you could be in a car show, that would be kind of cool.
Right.
And then the local community pride is a big thing. And so the way I'm anticipating doing the funding is to see if we can use some of the monies that we're using to advertise Frontier Days, and some of the monies we're using to advertise radio, and some of the monies we're using for Jazz, and all of those events, and the car club, this may be one avenue that we could even help in the near future, if some of the money that the car club needed to promote could actually go to get these guys started ahead of the curve. That would be a way that they could use their money in a legitimate manner and actually promote the car show.
How many events do you have between now and June 25th?
Mm-hmm. We have...
Hold on,
I think we need to keep in mind that the money won't be available until after July 1st.
After July 1st.
It won't be?
Yeah.
This is for last year's money.
For his money.
Yeah.
And we still have unfunded monies from last year from some of these other events, too. So that's, some of that can be used to get them started. So their dollars is a little different. We're kind of trying to sell the tourism committee on the idea of supporting them through some of these other events,
right.
And then also some additional, because I think it qualifies in another manner, and I think I mentioned here, I'm suggesting that they're asking for $6,000 to do what they need to do, and so we could have like co-op advertising maybe as much as $3,000, and then additional $3,000 would kind of pass through under the, there's a criteria in the ORS it says, for marketing special events and festivals designed to attract tourists. And so I think whether you want to go directly to them or to the visitor center, to the visitor center and to them as a part of that marketing special events, I think it is justified, and I think they could do something there. And then there's residual benefits of not only actually getting out there and making us visible in a very large area. They go clear down to out of state to Reno.
Two races in the middle of August.
California.
Fernley, Nevada, which is just outside Reno.
Yeah.
We have Bakersfield actually on our schedule. That's our furthest away, and that's in the middle of October because the racing is all done up north here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only place that racing is really going on the West Coast. So.
But how many towns own their own race car? I mean, that's what it would look like.
Who would own the race car?
No, but I mean, it would look like, because our name would be all over it. And
yes, she would. A lot of people don't own a baseball team, but they own a baseball team.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Are you
going to
drive the car then?
You know, well.
If you can put it in first year, you're more
welcome. You shouldn't have said that.
All it takes
is
a check
run. Do you see how they have the
clutch? Yeah. I'm going to do this. Is that okay? Yes,
ma'am. Do you see in his, inside his memory as a fireworks?
Yeah, I think it's beautiful.
So, so what's the request then?
Well, the request is for $6,000, and oh, there's another little twist to this which doesn't affect you guys that much, but we're thinking that they, if they, you know, can, to increase popularity, if somebody will pay enough to get them down here for a while, they would just set the car in front of somebody's business for an afternoon, $25 or something to get pay the gas to get them down here and be a little promo for Napa or for one of the motels or, you know, anybody like that.
Not the so chamber run a deal of new members, you know.
Yeah, it'd just be an attraction to get attention.
So we would increase the funding for Frontier Rodeo Car Club Jades by $3,000, and then we'd give $3,000 to Elliott Racing. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, and I, quite frankly, I need to look at that a little bit. But I do believe. See, right now we're looking at for some of these other events. It's undetermined how those dollars are going to be spent. They're never going to be spent for over a 50-mile radius. But maybe we back off on a little radio for the rodeo and funnel $300 of that over here, and maybe for Frontier Days. Mm-hmm. And then, so everybody's sort of is sharing.
Right, they're all going to have that detail, yeah.
I mean, some of that could be, I mean, you'd go to a state fair and park the car, you know.
Yeah, but scheduled.
We haven't talked about off-season opportunities such as that.
Yeah.
I mean, we brushed a little bit, but really not in any depth. You know, it's sky's the limit with, you know, we haven't talked about the other things, our t-shirt idea, you know, and we also have an idea for a two-sided card that would have coupons on the back of it for local businesses that we could hand out that might even have a number on that card that they could go to visit lapine.com and register, you know, to rent a one night's lodging or something like this to, you know, I mean,
that's
nobody knows about Lapine. Everybody knows Sun River Bend, everything.
You've seen this card with the little buy one, get one's on the back, that kind of a concept. And so all of our Lapine businesses could be featured on the back of that.
So you need to do a little modification of the visitor center application then.
Probably do, kind of accommodate this and get a little deeper into it. But
because I'm thinking that certainly, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, maybe I've misread something, but I think that funding for decals and signage and things like that, I mean, that pretty much qualifies.
We can absolutely do that.
Yeah, lapine.com and all that kind of
stuff. Coupons.
The Newberry Station and maybe Ray's and maybe some of those would pay for that because they'd be the director.
Yeah, So
what they become is not so much that you need to be looking at the cost of their graphics and stuff. They're becoming like an advertising venue.
It's almost kind
of
like a brand.
It's kind of like a radio station or a billboard.
Right. It's a traveling brand.
It is.
It becomes part of the Lapine brand the same way that Frontier Days and that the rodeo does and some of our other events.
Well, I can see on the one hand, the Frontier Days making their application, or the High Lakes Car Club would say, we need $200 because we want to put our name on their car.
Yeah, we want the decal on there too.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a great idea, and I think that probably our next steps are you probably need to go back and just put that into your application.
I need to kind of redo the budget a little bit. But I think. I think there's a way that because it's so car related, I think there's a way here to help the car club and these guys together here.
Mm-hmm. So do you guys want to get your heads together? I know you've got a meeting next week, so probably.
So should we get together before then, and then that way you could update them on next Thursday night?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm good with that, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get a game plan together.
Yeah.
He's Kate.
Okay.
Yeah, so can I throw out one more brainstorm idea?
Sure.
And because I think there's something here, but I don't have all the pieces yet. But it seems to me that we could help some of our local, maybe lodging people, because that's where our TRT dollars come from.
Right.
If we could talk to them about an arrangement to where they get, you know, you buy one night lodging and you get another one free if it's during a less than busy season, you know, so it's between, it's not at the
November,
camp or the 4th of July
or
something.
Yeah.
But
or buy two, get one free.
Something
that
like that.
Might be a little bit.
It's
yeah.
Something that works, but something that would be a package that people like the car club could put together that we could actually help fund.
So they hand those that. Out at the Kirk show. And we're actually trying to bring people back during the
time. So when you say we would help fund, we would help fund not the coupons themselves, but the Newbury Station.
Yeah, we don't actually spend the money to buy a room for one night.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people have to spend it for another night, and then they get one for
see,
or something
we
like
could
that.
Use
mm-hmm.
the marketing
That's
materials,
okay.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So,
yeah.
So
yeah.
I mean, we can pay for those types of marketing.
But could
materials.
We pay for, like what Dan is saying, we would pay for that free room? I don't think.
Or
a portion of it.
No, but we could pay for
the marketing material costs.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think we could pay for the marketing mm-hmm. materials that you would hand out to try and drive.
We do that on here. Yeah, here's a list of all the
marketing materials. Newbury Station mm-hmm. or whoever else just says, okay. That's found money. I'm not going to, I mean, we all do that in business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all do a discount thing or whatever
we could pay
to
for
get
the card,
into sales.
The coupons, however you want to put them.
Yeah, so I think that's not a good idea.
What I would suggest, what I was saying is so that these goodie bags that they have, or you maybe the way you do it is it's a raffle prize that they take when they go to a car club up in Seattle, they drive their car up to some meet, and they offer a couple of raffle prizes at that for drawings for other people who are there. And in that is this deal for a free night stay in La Pine.
We've done that before in other organizations,
mm-hmm.
and you go right to Newbury Station, and
mm-hmm.
you say, what would you donate? Because first, they can get it as a donation, and second of all, they can do two nights you pay for, and one night you get free. And that's...
But you know, I mean, I like that idea, but from a, let's get the masses down here... It's better done as a fulfillment type of a thing, where it actually does go in the goodie bags, and it's sent back with fulfillment information
mm-hmm.
for registration or something like that. So, you know, you might hand something like that out at your show, or send it back after you get a registration from someone.
Yeah,
you've got a package. I'm sure you send after someone registers.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the bang for the buck, you can do it both ways, but the
yeah.
The biggest bang for the buck is getting more bods in the beds, and you do that by sending this.
Sending
this stuff. It's just like direct marketing. You get a 2% return, and that's kind of how it ends up.
So kind of a little bit jumping back to the business card deal that I was talking about was a little bit in that same deal, but then one step further than that. Is we could create that card for each one of the organizations, the rodeo, the jazz, the car club, could all be given out, and as that information comes back, it's allowing us to track each one of those individual.
And I'm thinking it's kind of branded as the visitlapine.org, the com type of approach. It's a brochure like that, and it's got these coupons in there that says, sponsored by Frontier Days, sponsored by the rodeo, sponsored by the car show, or blah, blah, blah. And then you go to the other businesses and you get them to come up with the
10% off
the raffle deals
mm-hmm.
or you know, to agree with it. But it also becomes a fulfillment package kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
a rack card kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the bottom line is we've just got to get more.
The High Lakes Pass.
Do you still do the poker walk during the car show?
Yeah.
You know, where the people walk around town and...
No, we don't, because there was not...
Didn't go?
No, people didn't like to do it.
Okay.
If we could do a poker run, that would be neat, but the way this town's laid out, driving cars around, it just doesn't make sense. Not 97 run right through the middle of you.
Yeah.
But so we haven't given up yet on that one.
So I'm liking what I'm hearing, not only from, you know, with my TOT committee hat, but also just from a marketing perspective.
Well, the whole thing is about getting to it.
I mean, this is a big step in just more what I would say global type of marketing approach. Everybody's partnering together. So I think that probably our next step is you guys need to get your heads together. You need to wrap your head around the visitor center application and probably maybe bring us a fresh copy or something like that.
Something that's updated and with this all in taken into consideration.
Do you think that that's possible to do within the next week? We've got a meeting scheduled next week. And
yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things going on.
I know, but if we need to. And I mean, because what I'd love to be able to do is at least have a pretty firm visitor center application that we can have and we can start noodling on. And then the next time we meet after that, we can really kind of put pencil to paper and say, okay, what are we going to do? How much money are we looking at? Those types of things. So if we can make that happen, then we'll circle back around for next week and kind of, because we need to talk to you about some more stuff in your application as well.
Yes, yeah, we do. And so, just one last run at this is, if you were inclined to help the car club with this season by helping these, in other words, if the car club was willing to help getting these guys started, because we can't legitimately give them a whole lot, you know, until the 1st of July.
I need someone to put together kind of a business case or
document. So this would be a two-piece thing. Modify the visitor center application, but make a proposal.
Yeah, and I'd like to maybe help them with some of those T-shirt giveaways and stuff. We've always done that for everybody.
Okay.
And some of that advertising, like the Newberry Eagle and some of that.
Okay.
Because that goes out, a percentage of that, 50% or whatever you say.
Whatever.
Yeah,
well.
And I was also going to ask about the Cruising Magazine. Is that your own personal magazine or is that a national?
No, it's a national.
Okay, because that was on there too.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so I think we've got a battle plan for next steps. And let's work on that. One comment on the advertising piece. We will need some data if we're going to consider funding part of stuff for the Eagle. We need some data on, you know.
Sure.
I know you probably have it in your hand, but we need it on paper.
Oh, yes.
How many copies go to Clam County?
Redmond's
real close.
55.
Oh, come on.
What about Terrebonne?
You don't give a
shit. Redmond's 55 miles. I drove back and forth.
How about Madras? Does it go to Madras?
No. It goes to Redmond. 25% of the publication goes 55.
I just know in pilot's terms because I used to fly them, you know, 50 miles is the thing. So let's do that. Ladies, you came in towards kind of the middle, latter part of our meeting, and is there anything? We always are open to public comment or anything else?
Well, we're here actually representing, I know you know Joseph Pace, he's with the KJBA Karate Association, and I don't know, he just asked us to come because he forgot about the meeting. We're like representing him. I don't know if he submitted an application or not.
No.
But he just told us pretty much to come and get information. So I'm not sure what we're supposed to do, really. We've just been listening intently, and I don't know if there's paperwork you can give us or something. I know that he wants to try to get some fundraisers going to try to promote the karate classes more and get the community involved and make some more money for it. So that's pretty much what I know.
And I can fill in the gap. He has a large karate. They do a large karate tournament.
That
costs.
Oh, it's a tournament.
Yeah, and it costs a couple of $1,000s to put on. And so what the idea was that I pitched to Joe was,
that he would come and talk with the TRT committee to find some resources to do some more advertising and help pay for getting the word out, you know, promoting the event. And
when is the event?
Tournament is April 16th, if we were talking about this.
We're talking about 2012, just so you know.
Right, okay. He didn't give us really any information. Yeah. I know there are several that he does.
So can we sneak him in?
Well, yes. I know where you're going. My advice to you, because quite frankly, you missed the deadline for... The way we work is we find out we're physically neutral. And so, the funding time that we're considering right now starts July 1st of this year and goes through June 30th of next year.
Okay, that's nice, right. That's the response I can give it to him. July 1st of this year.
To June 30th of 2012.
Okay.
So, you missed that application deadline, which was March 18th.
Okay.
So, if you're looking for funding for next year, your best bet is to bring some cupcakes and coffee with this young man here.
Yeah,
the sandwich would be good too.
Okay,
yeah.
Taking orders.
Yes, and because the Visitor Center for La Pine does kind of a co-op application.
Okay.
And the committee's real sympathetic to their approach, and we found that it's better to wrap everything under one umbrella,
right,
or a couple of umbrellas. So my suggestion to you or to your group would be talk to Dan.
Okay.
Dan's in charge of the Visitor Center.
Okay.
And see if there's something that, if there are some synergies that Dan can include in the Visitor Center application that we're going to be considering in the next, 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks, whatever it's going to take. Does that help?
Well, yeah, I can give him this information. Should I have him call you, Dan, to get
Dan was me. And I don't think I have a card with me, but I should.
And have him call him PDQ, because we're a freight train.
Okay, it sounds like it. Can I get your phone number, Dan?
536-9771.
9771. All right, thank you so much, everyone.
Awesome. We have another visitor over there in a really nice straw hat.
I was at a previous meeting and he was over here.
You decided to step in on our... decided to step in.
There you go.
I would like the orange shirt. Yeah.
Well, we all have got a Beavers thing going on.
Well, I mean, if the race car is black, I think we could find some more money if you add orange to it.
How the saying goes, put your...
I'm one of the ones that helps.
He's got a hand on the purse strings.
It's really easy to put on the map decal.
I just want to say that, when you're talking of vehicles with signage and everything, you're on the right track. Because we have a 28,000 pound truck that is nothing but a billboard.
Yeah.
And we parked it at St. Charles, we parked it in Raymond, we parked it in Madras, and the advertising it does, you cannot pay for better advertising.
We see it.
See it every day down here, but it's also going up to Portland, it's going to the coast this coming spring, if it ever gets here.
August,
maybe.
So you're on the right track there. It's a great idea. And on another side note, one of the other hats I wear, we advertised on a stock car last year that went to the finals in Nevada somewhere.
There you go.
And it did generate some calls to our company. And it was Warren, he lives in Redmond or Bend, Warren Rennick, who has a 1968 Chevy Nova, hot pink, and he went up, he was in the national finals for stock car racing.
He sponsored a hot pink car.
So, and there was our company logo right on it on ESPN, and
it
generated phone calls to my house.
Cool.
So, definitely on the right track.
Well, I'm very encouraged by the direction that everybody's going in.
Right.
I'm excited, you know, not just from the perspective of it makes it easier on the committee, but I'm just excited.
Yes.
I'm excited because, you know, as a member of the community and all, I think it's a really cool idea to, I think we're really starting to come up and think global, drive local kind of thing,
I haven't even taken in the factor of the attention that we're going to get from the unique situation with Lapine and the marketing tool.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing I would like
a magazine is going to call, I've already envisioned it, mm-hmm. because we have a unique situation. Race cars have had relationships with, the famous one I know is Virginia for Lovers, has been on a race car, and that's their tourist board at the NASCAR level, which is a lot more money, obviously. But we have a unique thing with a new town, okay, and a relatively young driver in a sense. And I think that there's a lot bigger recognition that we haven't seen past the stuff that we're trying to promote ourselves. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. I'm excited about it, and because, you know, I do marketing for my business, and it's a lot of fun just to see this kind of stuff pulled together. And I do have one request that we have the car here on the night that we make the proposal to the city council for the final TRT
act. Yes.
Well, you know, we were going to bring it here tonight, but we got some fine weather. I mean, we've been getting cookies right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We
just
sit on
the
back.
We
know
it's
all together.
All right, well, unless there's any other business.
I'd like to just make a comment. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Does Dan have more business?
No.
You're going to talk more about your application?
I think I need to...
He needs some homework.
But I could.
No, that's good.
Yeah, I think it's probably better if he wraps some of the new stuff in, and then we kind of look at it as a more complete package. Because it's kind of a fluid
combined review.
Thing right now.
I would like to also say this was a really wonderful meeting. It really was. And this is what I kind of was referring to when you asked me, what are you saying last week? I was real distracted, not only because of that, but because I was late. You know, one thing that I've enjoyed about going to the city council meetings is it is really refreshing. Not be there for 3 or 4 hours, but, I mean, their attitude is like this. Yeah. And the bottom line always is, what is good for Lapine?
Yeah.
It's residents and it's business. No matter who agrees and disagrees, that's how I think you base your decisions on. Mm-hmm. And that's what I meant when I was saying they donated for your temporary tents so everybody can be if it rains because we can't use the, and for the flagpole for Linda. And I think that's what I loved about today's meeting is we're working all together to try and make it work. And we always said we weren't going to do marketing for other people's events, and look at what's happened, where it's gone. It's just wonderful. And that's what's going to bring it in.
It benefits Lapine. Well, and it's mostly because of the tourism center. It's now evolved into what I always envisioned it should be.
Right.
It's a one outlet for everybody to come to, and we can
spread the
word from that one point.
Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Everyone in favor? Great. Good job, you guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.